People who defy gender norms have existed in every culture throughout time. However, the term transgender is relatively new, dating to the mid-1990s. It is useful to think of the word transgender as an umbrella term that encompasses a number of people who live substantial portions of their lives expressing an innate sense of gender other than their sex assigned at birth. This includes transsexuals, cross-dressers, and people who feel like their biological sex fails to reflect their true gender. Hi everybody and welcome to the Rainbow Channel. My name is Tony Polines and I'm your host. Today we are going to speak to two members of the Queens Community PH, a community started by former beauty queens Pia Wurtzbach, Carla Lizardo, and Bianca Guidotti. Two queens sharing their thoughts about transgender and their take on the recent issue about a transgender denied to use a female changing room at Zara in BGZ. Please welcome Vic and Nand. Hi, Vic. Hi, Nand. How are you?
Hello, Tony. Thank you for inviting me to your show.
And first of all, how are you, Vic? And just a short few words. What do you do what do you do in life?
Hi, everybody. So it's nice that you call me Vic. This was actually my nickname in another life when I used to live, my husband and I used to live a little while in Italy. And that's what people called me there. So that's nice. I am actually a soft skill trainer, and our company is called Silver Train. So it's really about teaching people to be nicer to one another, to be professional in the workplace, and you know, to not lose that human connection. And our forte is really in communication. So though the views that I'm going to be talking about will be purely my own beliefs and opinions, I do want to establish that this company was put up because we need more kindness in the world. And so we hope that through that mission of empowerment through education, we're able to do our own little part in doing that, making that a reality. What I like, I'm really into languages.
How many languages do you speak?
Aside from English and Filipino, I speak a little Spanish. I'm also an Italian teacher.
You speak Italian? Bueno.
Sí, molto bene.
Are you fluent also?
Huh?
Are you like fluent also in Italian?
Me? Nad? No.
Just... What about Nick?
Me, yes. Because I teach lower levels. That was actually what I was doing when we were in Italy. My husband was pursuing his master's in design while I studied the language. Wow. I love animals. We have three rabbits at home.
yes.
You always see the updates of the rabbits. And I also have a little bit of a background in sign language because I have family that is deaf. So ever since I was a little girl, I was taking lessons. So mahilig talaga akong mag-communicate. One language is not enough for me. So, yun, and I guess normal people, I like seeing good shows and eating yummy food because during the pandemic, ang dami natanggal, di ba? Ang dami natanggal na joys.
Who does life? Who does talk love people?
Yes.
True.
So enough about me, si Nad naman.
How about you, Nad? You're so pretty. You both are pretty.
Oh my gosh, thank you. So everyone knows me as Nad, but you all know my full name. It's a bit complicated. And as given, I'm also French. That's why it's complicated. So
yeah.
So you have French and half Filipina.
Yes, so I fluently speak French.
Bonjour.
Bonjour, yes.
What would be your
mother tongue?
Ano yung mother tongue, Monad? Would it be more French?
I'd say more. I can't really say, actually, because I really speak English the most. And when I was younger, it was mostly French. I didn't really know much about Filipino. But when I took up college here in the Philippines, that's when I learned Filipino a bit more. That's why I know how to speak, how to understand. I can make sentences. Even though they might not be grammatically correct, I can still make them.
Nakakatawa.
So, yeah, I'd say it's a 50-50.
Nakakatawa yung ano, grammatically incorrect sa Pilipino.
Actually, right now, I am a social media and community manager, as you all know, from the Queens community and from our travel agency with my family. So that's what I have been doing. And my opinions, thoughts, views that I will be mentioning here are purely mine, and it does not revolve around the Queens or the community of the Queens. And my likes, I would say dogs. I love animals. I have 5 dogs. So if Vic has rabbits, I have the dogs. Of course, food. I mean, I honestly gained weight over the pandemic, and it's hard to stop eating. Right? Like, how can someone not gain weight over the pandemic? And yes, for me, this topic is also very interesting, because over college, I've learned more about the LGBTQIA+ community. I've met a lot of gays. I've met lesbians, bisexuals, and even trans. And for me, this topic is important because we all have fought for something that we deserve, even in history, people we didn't meet, but history books have showed it. And that is what the LGBTQIA+ community is doing right now. And it is nice to stand up for also something that I believe in. And that is something that I have been trying to also learn, because I've been a shy girl back then. And over college, I've bloomed into being confident, being able to believe in myself. And right now, I want to be able to give that back to people and to be just being their ally and being vocal about the things I believe in.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes.
Anyway, so, sino sa atin, si Pia, si Carla, at saka si Bianca?
Oh my gosh.
Yes, baka naman ano.
Hindi, nilalako
lang. Wala akong masabi.
No, just kidding.
They're also wonderful.
Anyway, so let's start. So let's go for the definition of terms muna. So let's define what is really transgender. Transgender is an umbrella term for person whose gender identity, gender expressions, or behavior does not conform to that typically associated with the sex to which they were assigned at birth. Mm-hmm. I have a friend, my first guest on my podcast was a transgender woman, and she transitioned to be a transgender woman. It was a bit of a struggle for me to, it wasn't a struggle in a sense na hindi ko matanggap, but it's more of like, paano kaya? Baka mamaya all his life kasi I know that he is a gay man. So hindi ko alam, parang ano lang ba to? Trip mo lang ba to? Or napagdaanan mo ba to? Paano mo siya naanuhan? Or is it because you started dressing up, you started joining pageant, na-enjoy mo lang ba siya tapos nagka-boyfriend ka na? Eto na ba yun? Kasi baka journey lang ng panandalian eh. Then he has to explain to me exactly what he was going through. So what he was going through was, alam niya na bakla siya kasi yun lang yung umbrella na meron during that time. During that time kasi LGBT lang naman, di ba? So, so lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transsexual, yung mga nagdadamit babae.
Yeah.
Pero not necessarily feeling or hindi naman talaga sila transgender, di ba? So, ang issue niya, I'm gay, pero meron pa akong ibang nararamdaman further than being gay.
Okay.
Ang alam ko lang, gay ako. Pero nung nalaman ko yung term na transgender, ay wait, hindi pala ako dito. This is where I belong pala. Kasi confused lang ako. Hindi ako sa confused, pero parang eto lang ako. Pero mas iba pa, meron pang deeper yung nararamdaman ko. Lahat ng emotions, lahat ng feelings, lahat ng activity na ginagawa ng isang babae, ginagawa ko. Like, kung paano siya umihi, nakaupo siya, sinabi niya sa akin. Kung paano ko mag-decide is based on my emotions as a woman. I always find myself, sabi niya, deciding na ano kaya ang sasabihin ni mama? Ano kaya mararamdaman ni ate? Walang reference doon sa mararamdaman ng kuya o mararamdaman ng tatay.
Wow.
Parang always na ganon. Kasi ganon siya mag-isip. So, syempre, eventually, nung nalaman niya yung term na trans woman or transgender, that's when she believes na, eto ako. I need to change myself. So, nag-start siya mag-transition. Nung una nga, hindi pa, ayaw niya pa. So, he started dressing up. Sabi niya, bakit ganon? Bakit parang bumibili lang ako ng... Ito pa yung nakakatawa. She buys female clothes but she never wore them.
Wow. So
she never wore them outside. She wore them inside the house. Inside her own room.
Yeah.
Kasi parang feeling niya, tama ba nilalabas ako na ganito? Ganun yung struggle niya. Until finally, she went out on a night out. Tapos, she felt really beautiful. She felt really... Parang nung lumabas siya, parang sabi niya, oh my God, bakit ako naiiyak? Bakit ako nagiging emotional?
Mm-hmm. So, she felt proud of herself then.
Yeah, and that's when she found herself. So that's when she decided to transition. So mali yung hindi po siya yung isang araw lang na-realize mo na, ay, magbabago ako, trans woman na ako. O trans na. Meron po silang journey na pinagdaanan na a lot of us will not be able to understand. And that the same goes way with Aiza Siguera as a trans man. Si Aiza Siguera, narinig ko yung story niya. Ganun din siya. Ang sabi lang niya, noong una sinabi niya na lesbian siya kasi ang alam niya lang niya, ang terminology is lesbian. Noong nalaman niya yung terminology na trans woman, what it means, nalaman niya na, ay, nandito ako sa umbrella na to. Kaya siya naging trans man. So yun, may mga tao na had gone through a lot of journey. So, kaya ko siya dinedefine, kaya ko siya sinasabi sa inyo. I wanted to bring a premise to what a transgender is all about. It's not just a terminology, it's not just a meaning. It's not just a feeling that I decided one day that I'm going to be that. It is a process, it was a journey that these people has gone through para ma-reconcile nila not just with their physical self, but in their emotions, in their mind, that I am a transgender, a trans woman, or a trans man. Yeah. So, it's very important in the community that we hear allies like you guys, like Vic and Nad. You are a great ally for our community. And we would like to, it's very important at this point in time that we hear your thoughts on transgender. What about you, Nad? What are your thoughts about transgender people, trans woman or trans man?
For me, like a trans person, a transgender is somebody who is not comfortable with the sex that they were born with. Like, it just means that whatever they were born with, it may not feel like their proper gender identity. Or to make it simple, it does not feel comfortable to have the emotions, to have the feelings that they feel within themselves. So, I know that like these terms can be a bit complicated, so I just want to put it out there. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I do believe that gender identity is a person's internal or individual experience of the gender. So it means that a person may or may not be associated to the gender that they were given at birth. And that's why we come up with these words like transgender or cis male, heterosexuals, and all that. That's because it all comes from the within the emotions. And when we see transgenders, or at least for me, the transgenders that I've met, they express their gender identity in different ways. It could be the way they dress up, the way they behave, or their simple manners, their everyday manner. Is it more feminine? Is it more manly? And they do that as a way to feel comfortable with themselves and how they are. And that's why it works well with what you said, that it's more of a process for them. They can't do everything within one night like that. They have to be able to come out when they are comfortable. And the process of coming out may take step by step. And it is up to them to determine what is comfortable for them to start with. If it's to walk the way they want to walk, the way they want to talk, the way they want to dress. It's just trying to find the connection between what makes them comfortable to be out there, to be around the people, and feel like this is me, you know. I may be like this, but this is not how I feel. So I have to change that. What if I try this? And if this feels comfortable, that means they connect to that. And for me, that's what it means to be a transgender person or a trans woman in this situation. That is what I believe a trans woman is, in my opinion, in my views.
That's beautiful. Beautifully said. Thanks, Nad. What about you, Vic?
For me, listening to your story about the definition, I can only use empathy to try and imagine what this person's hell must be like to try to figure out how am I going to feel comfortable in my own skin. It must be so excruciating na hindi mo malabas kung sino ka talaga. And that's even not just specific to gender, diba? What if you want to pursue something that your parents want you to do? But this is what I can liken it to, because personally, I don't know anybody that's transgender. So I'm trying to equate it with how you are not able to be honest with yourself and with the people that you love. So I'm choosing something as general as my parents want me to study this or become this, but that's not where my heart is. So it must take so much courage to sit down with yourself and to say, this is not something that's going to go away. This is something I have to face and figure out paano ba talaga yung tamang landas for me, you know, in a way that I just want to be loved and accepted as anybody does. And if we can just view it this way, like through the eyes of compassion, even if it's nothing that we really understand and it's not our own experience, the world would be such a better place.
True.
It sounds so it sounds so simple, but we have a way of complicating things so bad.
And sometimes simple things, it's difficult to actually achieve or to do.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes.
So I said when you invited for this collab, I'm really not an authority, but I am here with an open mind and an open heart, because I want to understand and learn more. So ganun. And in the beginning, there was not a lot of information, because I suppose people are afraid to be that guinea pig to open up about their lives, diba?
Yeah.
It's so scary.
Yeah.
I can just imagine how scary and how alone you must feel if nobody has walked the path before you. So that's where I'm coming from, yeah, and trying to understand.
That's pretty good.
I think
good.
It helps then having society open up about these topics. So at least those people feel like they're not alone. They have this safe space that they can approach to. They know that they have heterosexuals like us who can who can and will be willing to help them and support them throughout the way. Because that is like what happened is a pretty harsh thing to do also. And I know that a lot of trans could be in the struggle. Of course, mm-hmm. there are lots of haters mm-hmm. out there, and it just feels nice for them, I'm sure, to have a community that will be there for them and make them feel safe, that they're not alone.
Mm. Yeah. I want to share a really quick story. It's not about being trans per se, but it's about coming out to your parents.
Yeah.
Recently, a very nice mom friend that I have told me that her teenage daughter came out to her as being lesbian or gay. And her reaction really made me cry. Her reaction to her daughter telling her. And she said, so? Those were her only words to her daughter. And so? And they embraced and parang, so nice, diba?
Yeah, it's so nice. Yeah.
It feels so, such a warm feeling.
Mm.
Yeah, and the courage to tell your parent and for the parent to just, there's nothing to worry about.
You know, it is really difficult because there's a lot of process for anybody who is a part of the community. The coming out is the most horrible and the most arduous experience. I'm lucky na hindi ako dumaan dun sa coming out na yon. Because on the coming out process, there are people who actually disowned by their own family. On the coming out process, we lost a lot of people in the community because they were not accepted by their own family. Parang sa kanila, what's the will to live? So, alis na lang tayo. Parang ganyan. We lost a lot of people in the community because of the coming out process. So, the coming out itself, coming into terms with yourself is difficult already. So how much more, eto na nga yung pinagdaanan ko in coming into terms of who am I, and then the people around me, or the world where I belong, will not accept me even further, or antagonize me, or, you know, make me feel really uncomfortable in my own skin, like what you mentioned earlier, Vic. And I guess it gets even more complicated for the member of the community. And I also I wanted to point out with what you said dun sa message ng mom. Nangyayari, meron din kasing generation to eh. In my case, when I was growing up, ang hirap maging bakila. Kasi na-ostracize ka, hindi ka masyadong ano. And noon talaga ang either bakla ka, tomboy ka, or silahis ka. Parang yun lang. Pero may mga nagdadamit. Pero grabe, ang hirap mag-come out noon. Kasi yung generation ng Gen X,
mm-hmm.
yan yung
hello,
mga...
Hello! That's me!
Yan yung nad. We are the generations na ang parents namin working parents. So,
wala internet.
dahil working ang mga parents, walang masyadong guidance yung ano mga anak. So bata pa lang kami, natuto kami na to how to be us. Parang paano ka maging independent? Kaya ang mga Gen X are very very independent and very very resilient people. Kasi nga lumaki kami na kami lang yung nag-asikasa sa amin. Not naman na ano na talagang lahat, pero ganun ang focus ng parents noon were building a family, career and all. Hindi na masyado naka-focus sa mga ano, sa mga bata. Ngayon kasi iba, marami ng ways to communicate, marami ng ways to understand a lot of things, a lot of behavior. So it comes with generations and behavior then, yung acceptance. Siguro yung kami on as
analog
as
a, tayo lang yung
yes
analog. Kailang may analog at merong parang marami tayong information milestone na wala sa ibang generations.
So siguro kami andun kami sa border of ayaw kasi naming maranasan yung naranasan namin. So siguro mm-hmm. andun yung open, willing to open and to understand sa generation namin. Unlike sa generation after me, yung mga mga millennials and Gen Z. Sa millennials, yung mga 30 plus na, di ba? Mas madaling mag-accept. And when a child says that I'm coming out. Sa Gen
Z... Pero mas mabata sa akin, ah, yung nagsabing Enzo.
Pero well, siguro ano nga, kasi yung sa generation natin, siguro kasi, Vic, we're either as a process tayo ng madaling mag-accept sa hindi. Kasi pagka nakita mo din yung mga nag-comment, mga Gen X yung mga nag-comment. But the Gen Z, what I admire with Gen Z, grabe, you just show up your emotions. It's so, parang ngayon wala nang, but it's not even complicated anymore to say, oh yeah, I'm gay. Hindi na siya issue na mag-come out.
Sorry, diba? My parang, husband's, can I come in? Like, it's okay, you can come in.
You can say hi, don't bite.
Yeah, no, I don't think he will.
Right. So let's talk about the issues. Recently, there is the premise ng story, may isang transgender woman who went to Zara, a clothing shop in BGC. So she bought the clothes. She wanted to try them. So she, kasi dalawang floor yun eh. May women, I think, na nasa second floor. And yung ladies nasa second floor, yung men's was on the first floor. She was at the ladies section. So she went, she was going to try the clothes. And she was apprehended by a staff. Ang sabi, hindi kami nagpapapasok dito ng men. So dun ka mag-try ng clothes mo sa men. So parang nagulat siya. The only thing that I kind of... medyo na-dismaya ako kasi hindi niya in-assert yung right niya.
I think she did mention that.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a TikTok video and I think she did mention that. Like, it happened, she told them that she is a transgender woman and she associates herself as a woman. Mm. And that's why she picked the women side of the fitting room. Except I think the sales lady, based on the video that I've watched, the sales lady mentioned that even though it may make other women uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah. True.
But
feeling ko din, she could have asserted further. Or siguro sa kanya, she doesn't like to make a commotion and all. Kaya ganon. That's sometimes when you wanted to assert yourself, it doesn't matter whether I'm causing a commotion because I wanted to assert myself. Kasi this is the problem sometimes na pag when you don't assert yourself, you don't get what you deserve because you didn't assert further. Yung ganon. But having said that, ang dami ko nabasa ng mga negative ng mga ano ng mga comments diyan sa nangyari na yan. People are saying na lahat na lang kasi gusto ano, lahat ng gusto nila, gusto ano susundin ng tao. And the one horrible thing na nabasa ko yung tipong, hindi talaga sila dapat welcome sa toilet or sa female facility kasi marami mga ganyan na nagdadamit lang, pero mga manyak naman, ganyan.
Actually, I think the reason why people feel like that is because, like, I mean, we women are prone to being harassed by men, and as someone who has already been, it makes me feel uncomfortable. And then there's always that, if you've already been harassed, the trauma is there, the worry is there, it sticks to you. And I'm only 23, and that is what I'm scared of as well. And if you think on a mother's perspective, Vic, I think you would also be worried about something like that to happen to you or your daughter. But I understand also the fact that this situation of a male dressing up as a woman just to be a maniac or something of the sort is unlikely to happen. I've actually, like, one point I've searched about it, and it's not super recent, maybe around 2018. That was when there was a study that it is very, very low to happen. But of course, we cannot be 100% sure, so yeah. It's not extremely recent.
True.
Of course, there's that worry. And then there's this other opinion I heard about, like, what if you open up a different bathroom stall or a different fitting room only for the transgenders? So this was another option that I've heard about. However, I'm curious to know, would this be something that is a form of discrimination against transgenders, especially if we're all about equality? Would that not be a form of discrimination because you are considering them a different gender,
yeah,
instead of including them into female and male? So there's that barrier that will always be there. And for me, I think what's just important is to simply educate people. Like you said beforehand, it's all about generation. People will always be close-minded about some things. People can learn if they're willing to learn, at least if they're willing to understand and be open to getting to know these transgender people. They're going to find out that they're just as human as us. They're just as human as female and male, and they deserve the rights as much as we do. Honestly, as females, we've fought for so many rights in history, and that is what LGBTQ. Yes, we are still fighting, and except right now, it is more difficult for the LGBTQIA plus community, because that is something that's more vocal, more like persistent nowadays in our generation. As much as it was back then, it wasn't that much. So I feel like this is will be something that people have to learn more about and be more open to. And I know, I understand the worries, you know, the worries of being harassed and all that. And I don't think that's ever going to go away. I mean, females can harass men can harass females. Harassment will always be there, and that's why the government put up laws in the hopes that our society, our civilians, actually pay attention and follow those laws. That's my take, at least, you know. That's from my generation, or for me, feeling that I'm on this generation. I feel like I'm so far from your generation. So I'd like to know also your point of view as a mother of also Nikki.
Yeah, would be interesting.
Well, first of all, I think it's wrong to assume the worst in others. Mm-hmm. That's always how I operate. How do you know that other people are going to complain being the store staff? I have to look at it pa rin from a training perspective kasi. Has anybody ever complained before? Or did you just assume on your own for that case? And isn't the person that is going to use the changing room a customer too? You know, I'm a very, to be frank, I'm a very paranoid mother. My daughter never goes anywhere without me. You know, I mean, she's only four. So, yeah, we're not there yet where she can enter places, you know, alone without adult supervision, preferably one of us, you know, either mom or dad. But this particular case, yeah, really worries me. How can you write off somebody right away? You don't know the story yet. And surely you have people that you know in your community that are experiencing the same struggles. It's just that close-mindedness. Store staff have to be trained how to deal with these kinds of situations. There is a much better way to handle it. You know, you can't just it's coming from, I think, two sources: fear and lack of education. If you aren't aware of the things around you, then it's very hard for you to be sensitive to others. If you aren't even thinking of others, then that's where the biggest problem starts, true. Right? Again, it boils down to common, old-fashioned values of decency, respect, tolerance, acceptance, and understanding and empathy. And I know it sounds so out there and so... but it's really, But it's really like that, you know, as a parent, you want to always look out for your child. You want to make sure they're not bullied. You want to make sure they're not the bully. And how do you do that? You know, you fill them up with all the love possible, and you model the behavior that you want to them to have. I remember I was talking to her about very matter-of-factly, because children don't have the jadedness and the biases that we adults have a lot of the time. And I was telling her matter-of-factly, I forgot what the context was, but yeah, she has two moms, or yeah, she has two dads. And to her, it's nothing. You know, there is no coloring of what this means. And oh, yeah, okay, it's just like, oh, yeah, some kids have two moms, some kids have two dads. You know, and if you're able to, at an early age, teach this with kindness and know, like, because they can read your face, they can understand your tone of voice. I think that's where more inclusivity and understanding and looking out for one another will come into play. You know, you call out the things you see that are wrong, and that's scary too, to be in that, you know, position. Hey, wait a minute, something as simple as the lines over here, get back over here, you know, it's something that we feel, really, am I gonna have to say that? But these are the common principles of respect, understanding, and kindness to one another, which really did not show up in that example of that woman just point blank saying, no, you can't use this, you have to go to the other what's this, the other floor, because the men's area is there, when clearly, you know, you're a woman and you are going to try on women's clothing. How about the safety of that customer in the men's section? You know, things like that. Did I make sense? Because I feel like I went
very
around
well,
the world.
Very, 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 very much, very much.
You did, don't worry.
Kasi ang struggle din nila, pag pumunta ka naman sa men, you're gonna be accused of someone who's maninilip, mamboboso, and all. So where will they go?
Yeah. Oo.
Diba? So where will they go? So ang hirap eh, no? Ang hirap ng situation nila. Again, where will they go? I have a friend who's a trans man. So he goes to the men's toilet, obviously. Pero kasi mas madali sa kanya kasi lalaki yung itsura niya and all. Pero of course, people will be wondering kung bakit nakatayo siya at nag-aantay siya ng stalls. Hindi siya tatayo dun sa urinals. Kasi hindi naman siya tatayo sa urinals. Kasi kailangan niyang pumasok dun sa stalls. Kasi kailangan niyang umihi as the way he, kung paano siya uihi. Pero yung the fact lang na yung feeling of uncomfortable na everyday kailangan mo siyang dalhin. Kasi yun ang expression mo, yun ang identity mo. Yet, kasama ng identity and expression mo, yung mga simple things na ito, it may be trivial to other people, but it's not trivial for them. Kasi struggle yun ng maraming tao.
Yeah, nakakapagod.
Yeah.
I think it's similar to like the hypervigilance we all felt and I still feel with like, oh my gosh, carrier ba to ng virus? So it's something that you're always thinking about. So it must feel that way. Na parang, I can't relax anywhere because I am always calculating who's gonna attack me, you know? Siguro, ganun ang naiisip ko. Ganun siguro ka nakapagod, di ba? Because you can't be at peace because you're always hyper-aware.
Mm.
And that's not fun.
I know.
I feel like society is to blame in a way because society, it's like we built our society technically, right? We are one of the people who created the ways we look, the way we make how we grow up our children, how we like teach them our values and everything.
Mm-hmm.
We are the ones that they look up to. We have people we look up to, and if the people we look up to are saying the wrong things, then we're going to be taught the wrong things as well. And that, I feel like that's part of all this discrimination, because that is something that a lot of people just, like for COVID, a lot of people just discriminate Chinese all because COVID came from China and all that, everything. So I feel like we, when you see the Chinese, you're all just like, oh my God, COVID. But you know, it's all your mindset at the end of the day. I feel like if you're just close-minded and you don't want to listen to people, you're just never going to listen to people. You're going to be stuck with your thoughts right there. But that's for the COVID topic.
Yeah. Yeah. Going back, will you not be uncomfortable or how will you not react ba pag nasa mall, nasa toilet kayo sa mall, sa cinema and all, may pumasok na transgender o may makakasalubong kayo na transgender o papasok dun sa isang changing room or dressing room? Is this a big deal for the two of you or no?
I would probably, to be honest, look and then they can read.
Okay. Yeah, like if I was as long as they're not doing harm or like being aggressive or being assaulting or any of those disrespecting actions, mind and, your own business. It's not the problem.
To be honest, there have been times I have used the men's room because I don't have the patience to wait in line when the ladies.
I love
it.
They can look at me all they want. The but hey, if it's taking long, you gotta go. You gotta go.
True.
You can't make a person wait to pee, or else you're also risking their health for UTI. Yeah. Like, what do you want them to do? If they're not harming you, don't mind it. Like, yeah. Is somebody's presence gonna provide you some anger or something? No, you don't know the person. So there's no point in discriminating someone you don't know, especially if they just need to do a necessity we all have to do as human beings, which is to pee. There's no problem with that.
Goes both ways then. Other times that I've really needed my husband's help to hold that diaper bag because I can't. It's so hard when you're with a small child alone in the stalls. You need an extra hand to pass you things so you can sanitize, etc. And the women, and I'm there, the mother, the women are giving him a lot of grief, na parang giving him the stink eye. And I'm like, it's just going to take a little while. He's not interested in any of you. He's just helping me hold the diaper bag. Alam mo yun? So it's not only, parang everybody gets it.
It's like when you see a mom bring their child male, a 4-year-old male, to their bathroom because maybe their dad is not with them at the mall. You're not going to leave your kid outside. I mean, we all know that it's not a good idea.
Oh my God.
You're just going to tell them, wait there, child, inside the bathroom for females. So they're not going to do harm. For me, as long as you're not harmful to other people, just go on with your day.
There are many people there, and it's not like you alone with a strange person. I'm not even talking about gender, you know.
Yes.
And the next time you see someone, you probably say, girl, I don't lipstick mo.
Oh my gosh, yes. Especially
if lip tint at yung baro. Diba, naging fan pa yung visit, yung trip mo sa toilet to pee, nagkaroon ka pa ng kaibigan.
Diba, nabudol ka din sa makeup.
Oo, nabudol ka pa sa makeup. If the world, I guess, eto nga diba, parang sa dami-dami ng mga comments, good and bad, I guess this is not going to end unless people will be educated. And again, it's not even just education, but people could be more accepting and more tolerant. Then the world probably of the community will probably be easier for them. And sana hindi na on this kind of series of events, sana people will learn things, no? Para next time, hindi na mangyari. But sabi nga, when things continues to happen, sana lang may mga mapipick up. Kaya lang sadly, very sadly, sometimes, may mga tao talaga na hindi natututo sa kahit sa anong sitwasyon na paulit-ulit nangyayari. Parang love yan, di ba? Parang kahit ilang beses ka nagkasaktan dahil mahal mo lang. Dahil love, sabi nila, is blind. But anyway, having said that, I guess ang mga isa pang mga ways to prevent this are ordinances from the LGUs, from the community. I know there are some LGUs who have anti-discrimination bill and some anti-discrimination ordinances, which is very good. I know Quezon City has done a lot of works for the community, and not just for the community. So yeah, and even Marikina and all. So I gave you that link, and ibibigay ko yung link dun sa podcast episode para malaman nyo ano yung mga ordinances and which LGUs have ordinances against anti-discrimination ordinances. And malayo pa tayo dun sa point na dapat pareho tayo ng toilet, na iisa lang yung toilet, common toilet and all. Pero siguro nga, we just really have to accept. But if there's a toilet dedicated for the LGBTQIA+ community, so be it, para lang maging maganda yung at madali ang buhay nila namin. So be it. Pero alam mo, minsan,
maybe that's why we have unisex toilets. Like, occasionally we see that for women and men. And people don't seem to mind.
Yeah.
Even for unisex, it's like, if you gotta pee, you gotta pee.
Yeah,
it's exactly. Normal. People don't Europe, get mad.
Exactly.
In Europe.
Yes, that's true.
In Europe, there's a lot of unisex toilets. Even facilities nowadays, especially in the UK, there's a lot of unisex toilet facilities already. Right, so let's celebrate queens to another queen. So queen, last thoughts on these messages. Give our trans woman, a trans man, that perk that they needed, especially with all these things that's happening. So any messages to the trans community, I'm sure they will really, really accept that because they found an ally in the two of you. So I'll go with you, Nad. Any message to the trans woman or the trans community?
Well, the message is to know that there is a home, there is a community where you are welcomed, where you will not be discriminated, judged, or you don't even have to think anything like negative about, because the people who are your allies will accept you and fight for your rights. That's why we have Pride Month. And to be honest, I think I haven't been to one yet, but I really want to.
You I'm should. Sure it's really fun. It's really fun. You should.
It looks really fun. That is one of my checklists. I really want to do that. Like, putting it out there. I've been telling everyone how I've been wanting to go to a Pride like ceremony just because it seems so fun. People are so friendly. I know some trans, some gays and all that. They're just really fun to be with. It's just so full of life. So I just want you guys to know that you guys will always be welcomed. And I've always held to this quote that I cannot please everybody. And I don't think anybody can please anybody, even whoever you think is the most celebrity, the richest person. They most likely will have people who dislike them. But what's important is that there are more people who are there for you than people who would try to bring you down.
Thanks, Nad.
I'm so sorry that the journey is so hard and difficult, but you are so brave, all of you that are pushing and going to reach your dream. And I feel like, you know, we see you, we're trying to learn more, and we just want to understand keep the lines of communication open and see that. I'm just so sorry it's been so difficult, but like Nad said, you know, there are many people out there just like us that are championing your rights to enjoy the same things that any human being should be enjoying and entitled to and deserves. And everybody deserves a happy, peaceful life. And this has been a very humbling and learning experience for me as well. And I just hope that I'm able to do my part in helping spread awareness and education, because it's really something really important. And we, how boring if we were all the same.
Yes.
We're all unique in our own ways.
True. Lagi nga sinasabi ng sister ko, Amay, magat, tignan mo nga yung kamay mo. Your hands in itself, your fingers, they're not the same sizes. They look different. That in itself is a testament that every person is different from each other.
Less people, like, they're just afraid, you know? I think there's a lot more good that's out there that is just kind of hidden because of fear of being, you know, misunderstood. So, diba Gandhi said, be the change you want to see in the world. Yes.
Yes.
Kilala si Gandhi personally, but
hindi natin siya naabutan. Hindi natin siya karabing elbow thing.
Oh, kasi,
huwag kang ganyan.
Baka isipin nila kasi kilala ko siya. Just setting the record straight.
Nad, since you're the social media manager for the Queens community, go and promote the Queens community.
Yes. Well, in the Queens community, it is called the Queens because we are all queens. And The great thing about this is that we actually accept kings and sovereigns. Sovereigns is what we call to those coming from the LGBTQIA+ community, where everybody's welcome, even on Discord. We even have a Pride community channel, but I think Discord, it may be a bit complicated for some people to use. But our community, even on Facebook, like, I've met here a couple of LGBTQIA+ individuals, even males are here, and it just feels like home. It just feels like a really family-based community. And since you guys are part of it also, what are your thoughts? Is it feel comfortable? Does it feel like a great safe space for everyone?
It's absolutely a great safe space. And no matter whether you can't relate sometimes on topics with people, but I love I love just seeing people supporting each other. Regardless whether these girls or what, I love when people are supporting each other, because you throw a question or whatever is bothering you. Mind you, there are a lot of people who are going to come to your rescue and save their peace, which is mararamdaman mo that you're not alone.
Mm-mm. Even if you just want to make kwento, like a random 3 a.m. thought, you just write it down and you submit it. People are going to heart react. People are going to comment. Even a simple, I'm so proud of you. Yeah. They're just going to comment. And the great thing about this is there's an anonymous button, so your identity stays safe.
Yeah.
No one will ever know who you are. It's a mystery to everyone.
Yes, and you guys, if you wanted to be part of the Queens community, you can search the Queens community on Facebook. And there are just a few questions that you need to answer so that we know that you're not a robot. And we're also on Messenger, the Queens community. So if you wanted to join, please do find us on Facebook. And I tell you, it's a beautiful community. It's celebrating people, not just queens, but kings, but sovereign, as Nat said. But please do join us. And it's a fun and it's a really safe space. So you can always, welcome. And to be honest, this podcast is not going to happen. Actually, nangyari itong podcast na to because I throw a question to the community. And the community came to the rescue of saying this and all. And someone told me that, Vic actually said to me na, oh, this would be an interesting topic on your podcast. So there you go. It now became a topic, and Vic was here and Nad is here. So yeah, thank you very much, Queens. I really, really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us. Yes, it was super interesting. I think we both learned a lot from this, from your friend's Uh-oh. Experience, from all of our point of views. And now what we have to do is just to continue being an ally and to just make it a better place for everyone.
Yeah. Thanks, thanks, Nat. Thanks, Vic. Oh, before yes, before we go, Vic, I like your earring pala.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much. I love earrings.
Anyway, thanks everybody. Hang on a minute.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Having experienced discrimination, prejudice, oppression, fear, and shame, trans people share commonalities with the lesbian, gay, and bisexual people. Like them, transgender individuals should not have to hide who they are in order to have a safe and satisfying lives. However, it is important to keep in mind the different experiences held by each section of the LGBTQ+ community. If you cannot find love and compassion for other people for their choices in life, give them at least some respect. Let them live the life they wanted to live. Do not box them in what you and the world dictates. And finally, just be human. Well, another interesting episode has ended. I hope you enjoyed it. Please do not forget to share my podcast to your family and friends. And please do not forget to rate my podcast so that a lot of people will discover my podcast. And don't forget to follow and subscribe for more episodes of my podcast. Well, this is Tony reminding each and every one of you that we are all beautiful like every colors of the rainbow. Till next time, everybody. God bless. Mwah. Bye, everybody. Bye.